got a relationship problem. Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is Free Therapy.
All right, good morning.
Morning.
All right, so first of all, thank you for allowing us to get in touch with you. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah. So, a former friends with benefits, that's what everyone calls them.
Okay. All right.
All right, I think we get the relationship status.
So we recently ended things, and he's actually dating someone else.
Oh.
I did that thing that you're never supposed to do, and I developed feelings for him. So,
That's awkward, because I'm guessing since he's dating someone else, those feelings are not reciprocal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't realize it until he started dating someone else that I had these feelings, but yeah. So he wants to remain friends, and he says, you know, he misses me, but not the same way that I miss him.
Oh, that's... Ouch. That cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just really frustrated because I don't know what to do, and do you think I could just be friends with him? Should I cut him off? Like, I like him as a person. I don't want him, like, out of my life, but I don't know if I'm okay with him just being my friend. I don't know what to do.
That is a tough path to navigate.
It is. And honestly, I don't think anyone else can answer that other than you based on like your feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to determine, can you handle it emotionally and mentally to continue to be in his life if it can't be in the way you want it to be?
Like if he were to break up with his current interest, love interest,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that you two would get back together? And then would it be kind of an endless cycle? Because I've had friends, and I don't want to like sway you in any way, but I've had friends who have been with someone on and off for 10 years.
Are you talking about me? I'm right here.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Talking about me in front of me.
But they literally have been with the same on and off for like 10 years and like wasted their life. And it was like a thing where, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I wish I would have just cut ties way back then and I could have moved on myself.
But I had a guy like that for literally 10 years. And no, we're not together now.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
So I don't know if that says anything, but there are plenty of people who are texting in right now who want to offer up their opinions too. So, you know, maybe you don't take Kelly and my word as gospel, but...
But I feel like, though, if he saw your value, your worth, if he doesn't see it now, he's not going to. That's my first feeling about it.
We'll try to help you out here.
Thank you. I think something in the back of my mind just wants to try, just in case, because you know it's always that competitive factor, too, in there.
Uh-huh.
So,
like, I'm better than her.
Well, maybe you go start dating someone else. See if it makes him jealous.
That doesn't seem healthy.
No, it doesn't? No. Well, it might.
Right.
Okay.
Well, again, thank you for allowing us to contact you. And we'll try to, you know, weave our way through this and hopefully give you some resolve.
Thank you.
Liz texted in and just said, cut and run. Another person texted in and said she said what she should tell him. Tell him that she likes him as a person but has these feelings, just be honest. I will say, kind of scrolling through all the text messages that we're getting in, they seem to have a theme.
Yeah. Like, if he doesn't get it by now, he's not going to get it. You deserve someone who gets it.
Anyways, if you want to comment, you can. 502-571-9970.
Don't waste 10 years of your life on him, girl.
Kelly.
Don't waste it.
Speaks from experience.
I got ibuprofen, a crying rug for you.
Free therapy. She caught feels with the friends with benefits. He's currently seeing someone else. Has even said to her he likes her.
But not in that way.
Not in that way anymore. She's just like, should I wait for him?
Yeah, she's trying to figure out, like, can I still keep this guy in my life?
Yeah, because she doesn't want to lose him. Text from a listener who asks us not to say her name.
Okay.
Says, as someone who went through the same thing, it's nearly impossible to stay friends with that person. I'm living through it right now, and it's tearing me down, trying to stay friends.
Yikes. That's so hard.
So, JR comes from a different perspective. Said, my friend with benefits ended up marrying her, been together for 8 years now.
Oh, well, that's great.
So,
okay.
It's like, okay, you started as kind of just friends.
But I think in scenarios where that works out, it's that both of them end up realizing that they do have actual real feelings for each other. It doesn't sound like that's the case, though, with this guy.
Yeah, there are a lot of people on Facebook who have sent us the Elsa gif.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Brittany says, move on. If it's meant to be, it'll happen, but don't wait for no one. Nina says, what if you were the one he was seeing? Put yourself in her shoes. Oh, like now?
Right.
And there was a girl waiting for him for you guys to break up?
Yeah.
Maybe you wouldn't know, but still.
Probably doesn't know. I don't think that he would.
His
best interest to be forthcoming with that?
Right. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe not at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people basically chiming in just to say, hey, it's tough, but you'll respect yourself later.
Exactly. I think in the situations where this kind of thing works out, it's like no other people are involved.
Southside Gary checks in to say, tell her to come to my house. Okay, thanks.
All right, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
So accommodating.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Appreciate it.
It's really nice of him. It's so selfless.
You know what? We have the most selfless of listeners.
We really do.
There to provide a pillow for you to cry on.
Yes.
In your bed.
Right. Okay. Wow.
All right. I don't know. Yeah, I think we actually
warm hugs.
At least provided her some direction or reassurance that, you know what, let the break go, got to move on.
I think sometimes it takes hearing it from complete strangers.
Right.
Outsiders right. who can see it for what it is without the feelings involved.
But I'm telling you what, catch rays, not feels, okay?
Yes. That's a bumper sticker, isn't it?
I think I've seen it somewhere. All right, there you go. That's free therapy.